This is New Hampshire Calling, a live call-in show from NHPR, and we are all about finding a way to navigate life in a time of coronavirus together. I'm Jack Rodoligo. Tonight, we are asking you to work up the nerve to call us and make a shout-out on live radio. We want to know, who are the helpers? In this time of isolation, so many people are finding ways to help one another. They're driving meals to seniors. They're helping refugees apply for unemployment. They're creating new jobs for restaurant workers who suddenly lost their income. They're putting their creativity into making their communities better. So give them a shout out right here, the heroic deeds or small acts of kindness. Our number is 603-513-7700. Share your voice, your story, here on New Hampshire Calling.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, she would say, always look for the helpers.
This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodoligo, live in Concord. And that voice? That was the soothing voice of Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, the inspiration for our show tonight. As overwhelming and scary as the world feels right now, all of us can draw inspiration from the helpers. And there are so many people who are helping in hyper-local ways. Call in to give them a shout out. Our number is 603-513-7700. Call to give a shout out to the helpers in your community at 603-513-7700. You can also email your story to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to callers, first, let's just recap what we learned today about coronavirus in New Hampshire. A smidge of good economic news for people who have car insurance through Allstate. The insurer will lower rates during the pandemic because people are driving less. Governor Sununu says that will save drivers about $2.3 million. The Nashua Chinese Cultural Society of Greater Nashua is stepping up to help. It has ordered 20,000 medical-grade masks from China, which it will donate to hospitals and nursing homes in the state. One shipment has already been delivered to hospitals in Concord, Manchester, and Nashua. And sadly, a civilian employee of the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard has passed away from COVID-19. The best way to stay up on all the news about COVID-19 in New Hampshire is our live blog at nhpr.org. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. We're talking about helpers. Who is helping in your community during this pandemic in creative ways? Again, 603-513-7700. And you know, let's go back to good old Mr. Rogers for a reminder of why it's so important to look for the helpers.
That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing who medical people, anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
It doesn't take much, does it, to give you a little hope? Maybe in your community, a network has developed to deliver meals to hundreds of people who are isolated and vulnerable. Or maybe someone did something really small, but it reminded you there is hope. No act of kindness is too large or too small for us, so call and give a shout out to the helpers in your community. 603-513-7700. Email nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number one more time, 603-513-7700. Right now, we're going to bring someone from the Seacoast area on the phone here. Deglan McEachern. Did I say it right?
You nailed it.
Oh, good. Okay. You're on the Portsmouth City Council, and you reached out to us via email a while ago because you had a whole host of really amazing ways that people were helping in Portsmouth. But before you give us a couple examples, I want you to talk a little bit about, you know, what you are learning right now in this crisis as a city councilor about the difference between people wanting to help and knowing how to help. Talk about that.
Well, thank you, Jack, for having me on. It's great show that you're putting together and playing Mr. Rogers reminds me that I need to put that in the queue for my 3.5-year-old to start watching, because just hearing his voice is a calming presence that I think everybody could use. And when it comes to helping, I think everybody wants to help. And I think you can see that just by noticing how many people are staying home. People are staying home to help us flatten the curve and make this COVID something that's bearable. But then, you know, sitting at home, you get the feeling that you want to do something. It's not always easy to figure out, okay, what's the channel? What's the best way to do this? I don't want to hurt. How do I use a skill that I have in the best way possible to deliver the best impact? On the city council, I am incredibly fortunate because people feel totally open to just asking, hey, Deglan, I got this idea. Do you think that would help? And when you start, you know, connecting people, and just because I'm on the city council, I get to connect people to other people that are reaching out. I'm like, oh, this person needs this. Right. This person is offering that. You get to see this kind of ecosystem develop where, okay, there are some helpers out here that maybe have some time or some skills or resources that they want to share.
And Deglan, you've got a really cool example about a hotel that reached out to you.
Yeah, so it's such a great story. Evan Tormey from the AC Hotel, and AC Hotel is a brand new hotel that just went in. It's been open maybe a month and a half. It's really cool. There's nobody really in it.
There's nobody
right
there.
Now.
Yeah, it's not unfortunately for them, not a great time to open a hotel. Yeah.
Yeah, and you never know about, you know, you can never prepare for a bad situation, but you can always, you know, control how you react to it. And
right.
How they reacted to it was, hey, we're going to offer our food preparation service. We're going to try to keep as many people employed as we can. We want to make food, and we want to know the best way that we can deliver this food. So Evan reached out to me, and we had talked in the past on some how do we align the city and hotels better in Portsmouth. And, you know, we connected him, Chief Murner of the police department, city manager Kennard, and the welfare director, Ellen Tully. Now the AC Hotel is, you know, delivering meals to the Crossroads House here in Portsmouth, Salvation Army, and Gather.
And, that's great.
And people are
That's such a great example, Deglan. And, you know, I just want to remind people that if they want to give someone a shout out for an act of kindness that they've witnessed during this pandemic, call us at New Hampshire Calling. Our number is 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700, so that you can give a shout out for an act of kindness that you have witnessed. Sorry to cut you off there, Deglan. I wanted to ask you one other question. You yourself did something really interesting. You created this website for local businesses. Talk about what it is and what it does.
Yeah, so seacoastgiftcards.com was something that my wife and I started a Facebook group a few years ago, Seacoast Business Owners, and there's a few thousand folks on that. And we started noticing, you know, the effects of this. So maybe a couple of days before we really kind of appreciated it as a state and as a country. But we put together a Google Doc at first to say, hey, here's gift cards, here's ways that people can shop online. And then, you know, my wife and I have some history in web development. So we thought, okay, this is a skill that we can bring to this arena. We built a website. You know, it's nothing special. It just allows businesses to post a gift card, post an offer, and have it, you know, as simple as possible. But
the idea too is like, you know, I'm not going to my favorite local spot for lunch right now, but I've got the money. But if I'm fortunate enough to work, I've got the money in my pocket. So I'm going to buy a $20 gift card, and it's like a no interest loan to this local business that I would be otherwise supporting.
Absolutely, Jack. You know, if you look on the books of Starbucks, there's $1.6 billion of gift cards circulating
Wow.
out there. I know myself, I have personally lost probably $50 of Starbucks gift cards
Yeah.
I've meant to give to somebody. You know, I think about this as something that could be super helpful right now to somebody that needs income coming in. And, you know, maybe it brings me back in the store, and I've pledged that if I remember to use a gift card at a store, I'm going to double it in my purchases there. It's just such an easy way for us to do something. We say we love local in Portsmouth. This is just a way to be able to put those words into action, and action meant, you know, pressing click on a PayPal
on
our
website. Yeah, that Deglan McEachern, thanks so much for talking to us. He's a Portsmouth City Councilor, telling us about all of the cool ways that people are helping each other out during this pandemic in Portsmouth and on the seacoast. Thanks, Deglan.
Hey, thank you, Jack. Really appreciate you, what you're doing here.
Yeah, take care. This is New Hampshire Calling. Call us to give a shout out to someone who you have seen give an act of kindness during this pandemic. The number is 603-513-7700. We're going to go to the phones here in just a second. We got a bunch of people lined up. But just a reminder, you can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org or again, 603-513-7700 to give a shout out to someone who's given an act of kindness. Let's go to Glenn in Windham. Glenn, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us what's your story?
My name is Glenn, and I live in Windham, as you know. I work in a Southern New Hampshire hospital as a respiratory therapist.
Oh, wow.
I'm currently working in the COVID positive ICU there, where we have known positive patients that we have on ventilators. The concern that we've had as a family, I also need to mention my son-in-law is a cardiologist that works at a Harvard teaching hospital, also very vulnerable.
Yeah.
Between my wife and my daughter and my son-in-law and I, we've been sitting down trying to figure out what are we going to do when the time comes when we can't be with our families anymore because we don't want to infect them. So I've been seeking alternative places to live. I was looking at a dorm room or a hotel. My employer was really helpful in also helping me find a location where I could go when exposure became untenable. On Friday evening at 5 o'clock, I happened to come across a Facebook posting for a newly formed volunteer group that it's RVs, as in recreational vehicle, RVs for MDs. It's a new volunteer group that's fervently trying to match healthcare professionals in my situation with people in their community that have a camper.
That's sitting in the driveway or something, huh?
Exactly.
Wow, that's brilliant.
This was Friday at 5 p.m. I happened upon this. I filled out the request thinking I'll never hear from them. It's a nationwide effort. On Saturday morning at 6 a.m., 13 hours later, they called and said they had a match. There was a donor family, and their names, they gave me permission to state them, Kevin and Susan McIntyre and their three children from Pelham. They called us, and we were both so emotional that we could barely talk. We regained our composure, and then we made the arrangement. They spent Sunday for the day driving to Washington, New Hampshire to their summer place, and beforehand buying brand-new tires and a new braking system for their truck to bring back this 33-foot trailer. They drove it down through the muddy road, almost got stuck. They finally got it home. They spent yesterday dewinterizing and cleaning it and delivered it to our driveway today, completely set it up, and it's all ready to go. So my daughter and granddaughter and my son-in-law will be joining us soon. My son-in-law and I will be living in the trailer. We will be able to see our family, even though we can't be with them.
Because will you be right in your own home in your own driveway?
It's in our own driveway, and it's all because of the unbelievable gift that Kevin and Susan and their children were able to give to us. And this company, this newly formed volunteer company that has arranged for this, there is absolutely not a penny that gets exchanged by anybody.
That's incredible.
It's completely free. They are going to completely change how we work through this whole episode.
Glenn, that is an incredible, wonderful, lovely story that I think all of us needed to hear and know about that's happening in our state right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Good luck in the hospital. We are all thinking about you, and I'm really glad you're going to have a good roof over your head and you'll be close to your family.
Thank you for very much. We really appreciate it as well. Take care.
Take care, Glenn. This is New Hampshire Calling. You heard it. That was a really amazing, generous act of kindness that can only happen because we are in this crisis. But there are small acts out there too. Call us to tell us about the ones you've witnessed. 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Susan is calling from Madison. Good evening, Susan. Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure to have you.
I am the administrator of the Mount Washington Valley Adult Day Center, which is a purpose-built, beautiful facility that we opened in our region, meeting a much-needed service. We opened in September after a few summer delays, and unfortunately now we are suspended because of COVID-19. We mostly deal with, our goal is to bring pleasure and joy to people with memory loss and respite to the caregivers. And we've seen some really great results with our guests, we call them guests that come, who were, you know, developing a sense of community and really participating, and families noticed a difference. So closing had us really worried because I'm really concerned about the social isolation. And already we know that social isolation, you know, it has negative effects on people, and it actually, there's even one study that showed it can decrease the resistance to infection, exactly what we're trying to prevent.
Yeah.
We obviously have to be closed and not have, and so the staff got together, and what innovative and creative ways can we come up with to be able to still reach our guests and our caregivers?
Right.
Excuse me. So we're doing, we decided to mimic some of the activities that we were doing. We have a coffee talk in the morning, so they videotape that every day, send the link out, people can sit at home, watch the video and drink their coffee. We've been doing some other things. We do chair yoga. We do all on video, and then we post it. We send the link to the families, and then we post it, some of them on Facebook. Within 3 minutes of the first time we posted it, and you know, the first one we sent out, I had like 4 emails from families saying this was great.
Wow.
You know, my loved one was glued to the TV. we were doing some live Zoom chats with them as well. And that's been helpful, too, because the caregivers are part of it. And they've also been able to, you know, the guests are watching and they see their friends. They're like, oh, I want to say hi to this one.
Right.
I want to say hi to that one. We look like an expanded version of the Brady Bunch, but it works and they see our face. So
yeah.
They know we haven't abandoned them.
That's wonderful.
So these are people with memory loss.
Yeah. No, that and those connections are so...
Yeah.
Those connections are so important for those individuals, and it sounds like you're really going above and beyond to make sure that their routines are intact, which, again, is so important for people with memory loss. This is New Hampshire Calling. If you're on the phone line, and we've got a bunch of people, stay there, and if you haven't called in yet, where are you? Give us a call, 603-513-7700. We're talking about acts of kindness in this moment of a pandemic. Stay with us.
Get the latest information about the coronavirus pandemic in New Hampshire, plus other important headlines from NHPR's newsroom when you subscribe to our Coronavirus Daily Digest e-newsletter. Sign up today at nhpr.org.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I am from the city of Concord, New Hampshire. And you wanted to hear about heroic acts that I have seen. I drive for DoorDash delivering food all over the city. And I had a lady anonymously order a ton of food from the 99 restaurant and have it sent over to the emergency room at the Concord Hospital. It was absolutely incredible. It was a lot of food, and she tipped me very, very well to drive it over there. I just thought that was an absolute fantastic display of appreciation and generosity, and I would just love to see a whole lot more of that come out of difficult times, because this is a golden opportunity for us to really reach into our humanity and be generous and love each other. I just think it was awesome. Thank you for listening.
I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling. That voicemail came in from a listener who clearly is working as he was calling us in his car driving around, but taking a moment to tell us about an act of kindness that he witnessed that would not have happened if not for this pandemic. And that's what we're talking about. We want you to call in to give a shout out to the people who are helping in your community. What acts of kindness are you witnessing? Big acts, small acts, no act is too small for us on this show. Call 603-513-7700. You can email nhcalling at nhpr.org. Again, 603-513-7700. Let's go back to the phones. Makia in Nashua is on the line. Hi, Makia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for calling in.
Super. So here's my highlight. I want to shout out my apartment complex in downtown Nashua. I live at Clock Tower Place. And last week, a resident suggested putting a community pantry in the mailroom or the hub where we get packages delivered. And so I went in to get a package today, and there's a bevy of toilet paper and other dry goods and cookies and just things that people that might be apartment bound are not able to get to the grocery store.
Yeah.
There's like a convenient place for them to go to get food supplies. And it really warmed my heart yesterday seeing the amount of generosity from my neighbors.
That is so nice. And is this a large apartment building?
Yeah, there's probably over 500 apartments
wow.
in both phases.
Yeah, that's real. And do you feel like you're getting to know your neighbors a little bit more, or is this more anonymous because you really can't talk to people?
No, I think it's more anonymous.
Yeah.
People probably just go in the room and drop off the goods they have after their grocery runs. I think people are probably talking less, actually, because of the kind of hysteria with, you know, germs and
yeah.
not being 6 feet in between people. But yeah, just being able to see the demonstration of care for others was really wonderful.
That's wonderful. Makia, thanks so much for calling in. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about helpers in your community. Where are the helpers? Who are the helpers? What are they doing to help people through to create a better community in this moment when we're all so isolated? Call us to tell us your story, 603-513-7700. Email nhcalling at nhpr.org. Again, the number, 603-513-7700. Lara is on the line from Exeter. Hi, Lara. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? Who's been helping you out?
Well, I want to give a shout out to my UPS guy, John Hart.
All right.
So I thought John was just like my special UPS guy for many years. Like a few years ago, it was like a snowstorm. I worked from home. I looked out the window and he was walking down my unplowed driveway because I had some perishable food that needed to be delivered.
Hmm.
And after that, I thought, this guy is so nice. And every time I saw him around town, he was like, hey, how you doing? So, you know, like a lot of people, I'm ordering so much more online now so that I don't have
yep.
to leave my house. And John is still here with a smile. So last week, I snapped a picture of him, and I put it up in our local little Exeter community forum on Facebook. And I learned that the entire town loves John.
Mm.
And it was just so heartwarming to see. I mean, not only, you know, is he knowing everybody's name around town, but he's just, you know, continuing to be out there, you know, right now as an essential worker while the rest of us, a lot of us are, you know, at home working from home. But just the amount of stories that came in from people in town that had been just positively affected by him was just really amazing.
That's really cool. When I was growing up, we had a UPS guy who was at her house 3 times a week, and he was, I won't say part of the family, but he was definitely a fixture, and I'm sure he was for many other people, too. That's such a great story. Thanks so much for calling in, Lara. We appreciate hearing from you.
Hey, I have one more thing to say about John. I'm going to tell you something someone said. One of his other customers said, he wrote a beautiful letter to me when my dog died.
Oh,
so, yeah.
This is a great guy.
Yeah.
Man. I wish
anyway.
He was everybody's UPS driver. Thanks so much.
I know. Thanks, Jack.
That's great. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
This is New Hampshire Calling. The number to call to tell us your story about how people are committing acts of kindness in your community during this pandemic. The number is 603 513-7700. You can also email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number to give a shout out to the people in your community who are having acts of kindness in this moment, 603-513-7700. We are going to go now to Daphne Lessard. Daphne, we learned about you through Facebook, I think. Our executive producer found you, and you live in Bow, and you started this really cool thing, or helped start it, the Bow Birthday Brigade, and I would love for you to tell us the origin story here.
Hi, Jack. It's nice. Thank you for having me. It's been an amazing 10 days. 10 days ago, I was, like your previous caller, Bo has a community Facebook page, and a man named Elliot Henry, I've never met before, posted, "Let's start a birthday brigade. Send us ages, dates, and we can meet together, and we'll drive by, and we'll honk, and we'll celebrate, because that's the best way, you know, to be together while we can't actually physically be together." That particular that one comment blew up, and there were, you know, 40 some odd people, everyone saying, "Oh, my kid, I want to help." And so I and a woman named Elena Colby, who I, you know, I knew who she was but didn't know well, now she and Elliot and I have, I mean, I feel like I've made two brand new friends. Mm-hmm. And the three of us started 6 days ago. I am the administrator of the Facebook group, the Bow Birthday Brigade. So in the last 10 days, we had the first parade on the 31st of March. We had 10 cars show up, a lot of them decorated. People had cowbells, kids made signs.
And this is like this is like a line of cars driving by a kid's house who's out on the front porch, and everybody's beeping and honking for this kid who cannot have a birthday party.
Exactly. And it's fantastic because we've celebrated kids, you know, from toddlers to teens. And, you know, some people just show up and beep and honk and wave, and that's fine. We have one car, this teen artist did the most amazing decoration on the car window saying happy birthday. We have families that come, and children have made signs and banners and decorate their cars.
And Daphne, we actually have a little bit of sound that we just found like 5 minutes before this show started that we were so excited. I really want listeners to hear this because
sure.
It's like delightful. Here's a little girl on her front porch, I would guess 7 to 9-ish, as the birthday brigade comes down the road.
Did you hear something?
Kind of.
Did you hear something? I heard something.
That is so awesome. You could just hear. I mean, kids are handling this pretty well. My kid's handling this pretty well, but they are alone, and kids like spending time together. They love their birthdays, and you can just hear it in her voice how overwhelmingly excited she is to see a bunch of strangers drive down the road honking the horns.
It's fabulous. I mean, that girl literally was jumping up and down as we went by. And it's great because by opening this up, I've seen on TV in other states and in cities that families are doing this for friends or elderly loved ones. But by opening up to the whole town, it's amazing because sometimes, you know, it is family and schoolmates that they get to see each other in some fashion.
Mm.
And it's also great for the kids who don't have birthdays because the families are working together to make these signs in their banners. They have a reason to get out. And boy, can they get out. In 10 days, we have already had 4 parades. We have 14 more booked for 18 kids just through the end of this month.
Wow.
And yeah, in this Facebook group that launched 6 days ago has 207 members.
Oh, man. That is so cool.
It's
you're gonna be bringing a lot of joy to a lot of little kids. Daphne Lessard in Bow is helping coordinate the Bow Birthday Brigade. And Daphne, I would be remiss if I did not mention that you are a sustaining member of NHPR. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm very happy to be able to talk with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. Call us to tell us about the acts of kindness that are happening in your community, big ones, small ones. Who is helping, and how are they doing it during this pandemic? 603 513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the number so you can share your story about the helpers in your community, 603-513-7700. Lois is calling from Canterbury. Lois, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi. Yes, I'm calling because I've had COVID symptoms for the past week and, you know, had to deal with it at home, couldn't get tested. And it's certainly lasted longer and taken more of a toll than I expected.
Yeah.
And I've taken things to people before in the past, but it has been truly lovely to have people come to us in the center of Canterbury. And I had a wonderful Greek lemony soup bought by Maureen from Loudoun. And Mark in Canterbury here got groceries for us today. And my friend Sarah bought flowers. And then another neighbor brought some pulled pork, which I happily used for supper because I slept the afternoon away. and it's just really little things, but you know, when you can't do them for yourself, it's sort of exponential.
Yes, yeah, that's wonderful. And are you starting to feel any better, or are you still sort of? I hope you're starting to feel better.
Well, it's hard to say. The chest symptoms are definitely better in week two, but I've read many accounts where people write about having exhaustion in the second week, and I had hoped to go back to work and just haven't been able to.
Yeah, yeah.
So it truly is a message about taking a day at a time and, you know, wondering what's going to happen to my poor husband who's a state rep.
Oh.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's all another story. Well, if you're in Canterbury, you know, get Lois some more soup. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate hearing from you and hope you feel better real soon. Thanks, Lois.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Yeah.
This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about helpers, people who are helping during this pandemic in small ways in local communities. Call to give a shout out to someone who is a helper in your area. 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. The number again, 603-513-7700. A quick email from Michelle before we go to a call. She says, a generation or two of adults with busy lives and COVID worries are making time to make sure their parents have what they need. Many of these same children convince their parents to stay home out of love and concern. Those of us that are staying at home want to say thank you. That's a lovely sentiment. I appreciate that one myself. We have Allison on the line from Rye. Allison, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi there, and thank you very much for having this show.
You're welcome. We're happy to do it for you.
Well, my shout out is not necessarily to volunteers, but to volunteers of the heart. Our mother is a resident at Havenwood Heritage Heights in Concord, and she's been there, been very happy, and she continues to be much happier because of all the love and support that she gets from everybody who works there every day and comes to knock on her door and to help us get her on her FaceTime so that we can FaceTime with her and to facilitate. My sister goes and serenades her from the parking lot to her second floor window, who, by the way, also is a pediatrician at Dartmouth Hitchcock Concord. Leslie Dick is my sister, and she is just
that's my son's pediatrician. I don't feel like I'm sharing too much by saying that. She's the best.
Really?
Oh, well, man, I love her.
We all love Leslie. She and my father was a pediatrician, and my grandfather was a GP, so it's in our blood.
It runs in the family. You guys are the best. She's great.
Well, thank you so much. But I really want to this to be a focus for the the staff and the nurses at Heritage.
Absolutely.
Because without them, we would be so much we would have so much angst and so much fear for my mother. But Anne is just thriving and doing so well, and I think just all of us pulling together and all of us staying as one family and community is what it really takes right now.
Yeah, so. And Allison, as someone who's had, you know, family members in nursing homes and hospitals, I know that you really do completely depend on the kindness of the people who work there, and I can only imagine how much more that means now in this moment when we are so separate from our loved ones. So thank you for calling in, Allison. We appreciate hearing from you.
Well, thank you so much. And a shout out to Dr. Dick.
Shout out to Dr. Dick.
Thank
See you. See you soon, Dr. Dick. Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about the helpers, the people who are going out of their way to help in small and large creative ways during this pandemic. There are so many stories like this. People are calling in left and right to share their stories. Share yours. 603-513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a new live pop-up show that from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. We're talking about helpers tonight. Who's helping in your community? Call us to tell us about it. 603-513-7700. I just want to let you know what we're working on for tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling. We are talking about books. And we want to know, what are you reading to get you through this? Are you diving deep on novels about global pandemics? There are a lot of them, I have learned recently. Or are you escaping with anything to get out of your house, at least in your mind? Is it trashy romance, classic literature, poetry? What's the book you are clinging to right now? And why is it helping? That'll be tomorrow night on New Hampshire Calling. Feel free to call ahead, though. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to nhcalling@nhpr.org. And while you're there, request a song for our Thursday show, which will be an all-request music show. If you're a musician, too, you can even send us your original recording. We've got a few of those lined up for Thursday's show. Email your song requests to nhcalling@nhpr.org. Right now, we are talking about helpers. Who's helping in your community during this time of a pandemic? Call us to tell your story, 603-513-7700. Jeannie is calling from where? Jeannie, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, very good to hear from you. So you work at Elliott Hospital?
I do, at the switchboard.
Okay, and what's going on there?
It's just overwhelming. It's so heartwarming to hear all the people that are calling. They can't. The calls have just been amazing. How many have come into from like equipment to masks and the PPE equipment and like food, unbelievable subs and pizza and lint bunnies. I mean, there's just been an array of all different kinds of things. I had one today who said that she doesn't really know how she could get food to us, so she wants to do a monetary donation. I mean, it's just been overwhelming how people just want to help.
Yeah. And you said people are making masks?
People are making masks and bringing them in, yes.
Yeah.
So that's been really helpful.
It's funny you say that because the next caller we've got lined up in the queue here, hang on a second, Jeannie, is Colin from Manchester, where your hospital is located. Colin, how are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Good. How you doing?
Good. And you yourself are making masks?
No, not me. My roommate.
Your roommate. Okay, good enough. That's close.
Yeah, my roommate, Dan Ruckus, is working with specifically Manchester Makers Group, and they've been 3D printing them, and I guess now they're on to making the visors for further PPE protection.
Oh, wow. And do you know where they're sending them?
I know this last batch of 600 masks sent to Lowell General Hospital.
Okay.
And they're trying to organize anyone else who has a 3D printer who has the ability to do this,
mm-hmm.
As much as possible to get people to do it in New Hampshire, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that was like the first step was, you know, this was the one hospital that reached out to whoever or the... Just somehow the connection was made.
Yeah. And isn't that a wonderful thing to be able to get the two of you on the line here? Because I think a lot of us feel like we're on one side of this divide or the other. Either we're essential workers on the front lines or, you know, we're working at home or we're out of work and we're sort of disconnected from the day-to-day life. And those of us on the other side of the wall want to know how to help. And even if we do, it's kind of like pushing a package over the wall to the people on the front line, like Jeannie, who's there in the thick of it.
It's great. It's been amazing how much they want to help.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Jeannie and Colin, thanks to both of you for calling. And it's great that you happen to call right at the same time. Both of you have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about the helpers. Who is helping in your community during this crazy time when so many of us are isolated? A lot of people are finding creative ways to help in their communities. Call to give a shout out to a helper in your neighborhood, 603-513-7700. You can email us your story at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, to give a shout out on the air, the phone number is 603-513-7700. So right now, we're going to take a little time to talk about helpers in very specific communities, refugee communities in New Hampshire. In a moment, we'll hear how a small Rohingya community in Nashua is coping with the pandemic, helping one another. But first, we'll talk with a community leader in Concord. Clement Kigugu is with Building Community in New Hampshire, and he joins us on the line now. Hey, Clement.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're able to do this tonight. Can you just start by talking about the refugee communities we have here in Concord? Where are people from?
Thank you so much for having me. I want to just, you know, do some correction a little bit. I am executive director of Overcomers Refugee Services.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, we work together with the New Hampshire Community Building in Manchester. But I am executive director of Overcomers Refugee Services.
Clement, thank you for the correction, and I apologize for that. But I appreciate you taking the moment here to correct it. And so in terms of the refugee communities we have in Concord, where are people from?
So most of the people that we have here in Concord, actually all New Hampshire, Manchester, Nashua, and here in Concord, are from DRC Congo. Democratic Republic of Congo, some from Sudan, from Rwanda and Burundi, mm-hmm. and also Somalia, Nepali, which is Bhutan,
mm-hmm.
and a few from Syria and other part of the country.
Okay.
But most of the big populations from Democratic Republic of Congo and Bhutan.
Right. So, and I understand that you are seeing a surge in requests asking help filing unemployment benefits from people who don't speak English as a first language. You know, for people who do speak English as a first language, talk about complicated filing for unemployment and maintaining your application. That's a lot harder if you speak Swahili. So how are you helping people file for benefits and keep up with it?
Yeah. So thank you so much for asking. This is a really, you know, a top point that we are now doing at Overcomers Refugee Services. So we have a very high number of people who have been laid off due to coronavirus now trying to apply for unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
So we have only not people who speak Swahili, but other languages, so who are really struggling to complete their unemployment benefit mm-hmm. due to either they don't understand the system or they don't have internet or computer or just because they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a big number of people that we help. So we created an emergency response plan to help people. So we created together the board chair and some available board member and volunteer and staff. We created an emergency response, which we created and distributed this simple video in client native language, instructing them how to do online application and also completing the required weekly unemployment benefits. For those who do not know how to do it, so we have a team of volunteers and who help them to, you know, create the account. Some of them, sometimes they don't have email, so we have to create email.
Oh, yeah, you just start, you have to start from scratch, Clement, just hang on one second. I want to remind our listeners that this is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about helping in this moment of isolation. Who is helping in your community? How are they doing it? Call us to give a shout out to the people who you see helping others every day in small ways and big ways. Our number is 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. One of the biggest challenges for all of us in this moment is keeping up with the news and the updates from the governor's office, and that's especially challenging for non-English speakers. You and I spoke on the phone earlier today, and you were telling me about this really kind of sophisticated multi-step process your organization has for distilling the most important news down and translating it into multiple languages. Can you just, you know, briefly tell us how that works?
Yes. So we have, as I said, we have a response team that are trying to put everything together to help the community in general. So we have some people who are in charge of, you know, collecting all the information, the announcement from Department of Health and Human Services, the announcement from governor and school and Office of Health and Equity in New Hampshire. And we translate in different language and put in a different platform, which is our Facebook page, our Instagram, and also our website. But also we created a group WhatsApp, which is really
a group WhatsApp
for, for new Americans.
And which languages are you translating these, you know, these announcements that are coming from the state about unemployment, about, you know, the, from the governor's office? How, which languages are you translating those into?
So we translate in Nepali, French, Swahili, and Kinyarwanda. Kinyarwanda is pretty much with Kirundi. So we use one language.
Clement Kigugu is the executive director of Overcomers Refugee Services in Concord, and he's telling us a little bit about efforts to help refugees stay connected, apply for unemployment benefits, and you know, just all kinds of things. And Clement, thank you so much for calling into the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. And now we're going to go to Nashua, where we're going to speak with Mohammed Rashid. Mohammed, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. How are you? Have we got Mohammed on the line? Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the show. So I wanted to speak with you briefly because, so you're 20 years old, you live in Nashua, and you are part of that city's pretty small Rohingya population. Mohammed, for starters, when I say small, how many Rohingya families are there in Nashua?
Now, there's less than 20 families. Recently, like last week, they, two families moved away because of the situation in Nashua right now.
Right. And it's from our conversation, I gather that it's a kind of an insular community, and that there's really a lot of help going on where Rohingya are helping other Rohingya because of unemployment, because of, you know, maybe food insecurity. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. First of all, Rohingya, they don't have knowledge don't know how to speak English and don't understand what's going on in America, like the rule, the regulation and stuff. So it's kind of hard for them to understand, since most of them, they have been living here for like at least a year or 2 years, but they still don't understand because of the language barrier. And for them who don't speak English, they ask help from the people who live here for a longer time, like me or someone else who speaks English and Rohingya at the same time, ask for help, news from them. they don't know how to check themselves. They ask other people.
Right.
It's easier for them to understand and what's going on.
And you lost your job landscaping and painting houses, and you've been volunteering your time. Just tell me one of the things that you're doing right now.
Right now, we made a response team, like community response team, to hand out breakfast and lunch in the bag to people who need them, since a lot of people like in Nashua, they don't have work. Some of the company they closed down, and we made a group, like small group, hand out breakfast and lunch. Sometimes we hand out fresh produce every Friday from the farm, and we do it the spot. We do it at a school, like middle school or elementary school. We do it in the front. We spread it out like on the table and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mohammed, I really want to thank you for calling into the show. Mohammed Rashid lives in Nashua and is doing a lot of volunteer work within his community of Rohingya in that city. Thanks, Mohammed, very much. We've got time for one more call, and we're going to make it a quick one. Margaret is calling in from Bristol. Margaret, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. How are you?
Great.
Good. We've got we got like 30 seconds, maybe 35.
I want to thank you because I live at 100% below poverty level. I live in senior housing. They took our TV away from the community room, and I had no access because I don't have cable or internet. You're the only access I have to the outside world to know what's going on.
Margaret,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling and telling us that. We are happy to provide that service to you here at New Hampshire Public Radio. This has been a great show. I would really want to thank all of our guests who called in tonight. Also, thanks to Deglan McEachern, Clement Kigugu, and Mohammed Rashid. This show was produced by Emily Quirk. Maureen McMurray is executive producer. New Hampshire Calling is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.
Another man.